Well, it's always good to have this young man in, whether we're down at Coach's Coffee Club at Ember's Bakery over the years or in studio, even though he just said that it's been a while since he's been out at the radio station here in McCook, and good to have Brandon Crick back in studio. It's a busy summer, young man. I mean, it always is for you. We were just talking before we started taping that pretty constant, April, May, June, and now getting to July. You've been busy out there, a lot of golfing, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's every week. Unfortunately, I've taken a lot of weekends off due to not quite so stellar play, but, you know, I've been busy. Yeah, I think I played a stretch of maybe five, six weeks in a row or something like that, which, you know, is a lot for me. Usually I try not to do more than like four in a row, but it's been, yeah, busy and actually putting a lot of miles on the car. I've been driving almost all of them, so I stay pretty active and just trying to keep making it, trying to get that PGA Tour card.
Family get out a chance to drive with you a lot, or pretty much it's kind of on your own a lot of these times?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much on my own. Yeah. My wife made it out to Wichita a couple weeks ago. I had one of my better tournaments, so that was nice, you know, that she got to see that. And they'll all be out full force in Omaha, which is always nice. I always look forward to that event. It is at the end of the year. It's here in probably 3 weeks, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's an exciting one where I see a bunch of family, a bunch of friends, a bunch of people from around here that come out and watch, and they always have a good time.
Well, you said that she was at the one tournament. You had a great week, and she's maybe your good luck charm in some ways, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I always seem to play a little better when the family's out. And, you know, with Camry, our little one, being a little bit more active, maybe not as quite kind of stay put and maybe as quiet as she needs to be on the golf course, it makes it a little more difficult for her to watch. But I'm looking forward to obviously seeing them, and she'll come out and watch some in Omaha.
What do you think in the last, since April, May, June, what was your best tournament you were at?
You know, there's a lot of tournaments. I really enjoy, you know, going to Savannah, playing down in Savannah. But my best finish came, yeah, actually in Wichita. You know, I haven't quite put together a full weeks like I have last year. You know, it seems like it's always one, maybe two rounds that kind of hold me back from kind of a good finish. But hopefully can kind of, towards the end of the year here where I need to get in gear, can get kind of a full 4 days in, full four good rounds.
You mentioned that one down to Wichita. That was, I mean, looking at all the details, 17 under won it. You had, you know, 17 under, 16 under, you're right, you know, 6 under. So we're in the thick of things kind of there for a while?
Yeah, I mean, it got incredibly, I think the first round was very calm, like pretty scoreable. And then after that, I mean, the wind was blowing 40 to 50 every day. So it was more trying to just stay upright for me and not get blown over. But so it was pretty difficult conditions. They had the course in good shape. So playing a little tougher than years past. I mean, usually mid-20s or more under wins that tournament. But I felt like I played well, just kind of had a few little hiccups here and there that kind of kept me from, you know, getting in that top 10 or whatever it is.
I know you and I talked to numerous occasions over the years. This Korn Ferry Tour is just full of great players, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, top to bottom. And, I mean, you see it even last week, the Aldrick kid that finished, I think, 29th or 30th last year on our points list just won a PGA Tour event. That's just what you get out on the Korn Ferry Tour. It's like, I mean, 95% of them are all ready to play on the PGA Tour and good enough to play on the PGA Tour. And it just seems like it's getting deeper and deeper every year. And the players are getting better and better. And got more kids coming straight out of college, straight to our tour that, I mean, they're really good. They're already ready. They're hitting it a mile. And, you know, they have good short game wedge games, which is kind of what you need out on the Korn Ferry Tour.
I'm sure you guys support each other. No question. You've got friends out there. You've got friends that have been, you know, golfing with you over the years that maybe have got their PGA card. And everybody supports. Everybody who has the goal, you want to get that PGA card. And even guys that have gone on or still working on that, you guys all support each other pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I've made countless numbers of friends along the way. You know, some have gotten a PGA Tour card and have been out there for a while now. I mean, look at Nate Lashley. I think he's won out there once, maybe twice. I think just once, but, you know, he's been out there a while. A lot of guys that I've seen early on my career have continued out on the PGA Tour, but I mean, there's obviously a handful that don't make it, and you know, you just have got different jobs now. So it's tough, and I do feel blessed that I've been able to do this for. Well, I mean, I've been on the Korn Ferry Tour about 9 years and been playing professional golf for about 15. So, I mean, that's a pretty good accomplishment for most. So,
and you know, I was looking at your bio on always at the Korn Ferry Facebook page. You're 37. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
That I can't seem believe possible. It.
Some days I feel 50 now.
Oh, trust me. I'm sure you asked your dad. You asked me. You're a long ways from 50, but I get what you're saying. The grind of the swinging and stuff like that can work and toll on the body can take a toll, can it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely, you know, as you progress and as you get older, it's just there's little things that you can kind of get dinged up over the years, and you can't quite play to your potential, but you know, you just do as good as you can, and you know, I've never been one to, you know, get behind, you know, give up, I guess, in a sense. It's like I'm always going to grind it out. I'm always going to try my best regardless of, you know, how I'm feeling or whatever, you know. So just trying to do my best out there and seeing what happens.
Okay, you said Omaha in a couple of weeks, which you've had great success over the years of this tournament, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely love Omaha. Last year, I think I finished tied for third last year. And, I mean, it was incredible week. You know, I had all the family out there, had a bunch of people supporting. The 18th hole that Sunday was incredible, playing in the final group at your home tournaments, like kind of just all you can ask for as a golf professional. So it was a lot of fun, and hopefully we see the same thing again this year, and hopefully I finish a few shots better.
Correct me if I'm wrong, there was a lot on the line last year, wasn't there, too? So it's high stakes for that tournament, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely put me in a lot better position with the chance to get my PGA Tour card. A win would have probably about sealed a PGA Tour card for me, but you know, it's just that kind of it's kind of that fine line. You know, winning is very important on the Korn Ferry Tour. I haven't gotten a win yet, but it's just like a winning packs a big punch. And you know, I was extremely consistent last year, consistent in the top 25 like every week. Which put me in a got me close, but the big difference is winning out there, and you can really make up ground in a hurry by winning.
Any other tournaments leading up to Omaha that you're going to be competing in?
Yeah, next week actually going out to Colorado. I always warn people to not come watch because there's not a tree on that course, and it's about a 10-mile walk. But no, it's fun. I've had a few people over the years come out and watch. Nice, beautiful golf course. A lot of fun playing at elevation. You kind of hit the ball a little farther, so you kind of make adjustments there. And then we go to Springfield, Missouri, and then Chicago. So it'll be a busy next handful of or a couple months for me.
Well, like you mentioned earlier, with your people on the tour that support you, you got a lot of family and friends back here in Nebraska and McCook areas who love you to death and support you no matter what you're doing. You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you don't, but they support you no matter what.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, how many texts I get every week, you know, after good rounds and stuff like that. And I feel very blessed the amount of support I've had and the amount of people that have helped me kind of get to where I've needed to be around here, for sure. You know, sometimes in bigger cities, you don't get quite that support. You don't have quite that tight-knit community that you have here in McCook. So definitely fortunate growing up here and being around the golf course here and being able to play and kind of have my usual morning crews out here that I get to go play with. And it's just fun. It's really, really a blessing for sure.
Yeah, even when you're back home and with some time away from tournaments, you're out of Heritage Hills working on your game a little bit at a time, aren't you?
Steve Morrell's beating up on me. Charlie Gold's beating up on me. So, you know, I try to hang with those guys.
Are you? Come on. You're letting them. You're letting those guys win, right? Come on. You're just to make them feel good.
I give them a handful of shots, but, you know, it's still fun. They're competitors, so they'll play the back tees with me. And, you know, we just go out there and have fun and try to get a little bit better, I guess.
You bet. Well, looking forward to hearing about the next couple of tournaments and when Omaha comes around a couple of weeks. Hopefully it's a Well, probably won't. It'll probably be hotter than blazes there. It'll probably be 95 degrees. You're hoping not, but you're probably going to encounter probably during that time. It's going to be, what, late July, early August. It's going to be hotter than blazes still,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot stretch here. It always is, but... You know, I'm used to it. As I said, I've done it for 8 years, so I know what it brings. But you know, hopefully, it results in a hot putter too.
How old is that little one now?
She's about 2.5.
Wow. You know?
Yeah. So we're excited. Gonna go out and try to do some 4th of July festivities this week and enjoy some family time. And she's just getting into kind of. The grandparents' pool and stuff like that. Uh-huh. So she's enjoying. She loves being outside. You know, everybody that drives by our house just pretty much sees us outside playing with their little water table or something like that, or tennis. She's really into tennis now.
Really? So, yeah. Well, you're a tennis guy back in the day.
She likes swinging the tennis ball, so it's fun. And I've got her out to the golf course a couple times, and she enjoys being out there too.
That's terrific. Thank you very much for coming in. Have a great rest of the week, the 4th of July, and we'll be watching your progress here for the next couple of months.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate you having me on.